Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's the Big K Morning Show with Larry Richard on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show with Larry Richard. Michael Bartley in for Larry, who's on vacation. Coming up, don't forget, after Paul has news at 6:30, I have Heather Zayer from AccuWeather. We're going to get all the latest up-to-date stuff on the snowfall tomorrow and the frigid temperatures that really hit on Sunday. All right. 7 a.m. I have Orlando Plumbing, Lindsay Straub from Orlando Plumbing, talking about keeping your house safe, your furnace safe, your pipes safe, all that type stuff. You'll want to listen to all that too. So hang, and because Sunday and Monday it's going to be like 11 degrees, if not worse. Okay. So in the meantime, you can stay home and watch your favorite Christmas movie. And I got going on that because I was watching Rudolph last night, and then people got me going on Christmas movies. And George and Clareton, I'm taking your call. Guess why? I don't think it was nice that I was at a Christmas gathering, and people looked at me like I was a Martian when I said I never saw that movie, A Christmas Story, with the kid and the lamp and whatever the heck it is in Cleveland. But I have my favorite Christmas movies that I have to watch every year. Do you have to watch one every year?
Well, I used to when I was younger, and I remember I was very sick in kindergarten. That's a long time ago, and I was in 61. Cold winter, too, if I remember right. Guess what we watched?
What?
Not a comedy in those days. A lot of epic movies. Quo Vadis was one, which I love, but this one really, really scared me and intrigued me forever with the ocean, was Moby Dick.
Oh, wow, no kidding. Wow.
You remember?
Oh yeah, that's an oldie but a goodie. But if you had to say what's your favorite Christmas movie that you would watch around Christmas, well, I'm going to tell you, I never saw A Christmas Story. I know people think that's crazy, but Christmas Eve, every Christmas Eve, I watch It's a Wonderful Life, and I cry at the end. I cry at the end. I do.
We talked about that at work yesterday. I'm heading there now.
Why would they say at work about it?
That one kid didn't know who Jimmy Stewart was.
What?
I said, he's young. He's young. Like you said,
I can't take this anymore.
I'm telling you. But I told him he's from Indiana.
Jimmy Stewart's from Indiana, PA.
Yeah, I think he was a bombardier in World War II.
Yeah, and you know what? I met him once. In northern Wisconsin, yeah, at an art institute opening. And guess what? I said, I'm from Pittsburgh, and he stopped. He was the nicest, most... I met a lot of weirdo, egomaniacal movie star jerks, but guess what? Jimmy Stewart wasn't one of them. He's a lovely man.
That's good. Yeah, I'll be driving up past your church, I think it is, St. Paul, up in Greenfield on the left side.
St. Rosalia. Yeah.
That's right.
I'll be there Sunday. But wait, what were they saying about It's a Wonderful Life?
That they liked it, and they were asking who the main guy was and what it was about. And I said, well, the moral was, he wasn't around, everything could be different.
Yeah.
Just one, the one of us have on society.
I thought it was that the movie was brilliant writing.
Sure.
And the acting was phenomenal. I mean, just phenomenal.
It gives truth to power, as someone says here. What you say, none of us are trash. We all mean something. None of us are garbage.
Hey, would that be your number one Christmas movie?
Could be.
Well, what else would you watch? Did you hear me before?
Off the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, that was with the kind of clay figures, right? Burl Ives.
I watched it last night. I couldn't turn away. I told people to stop calling me. I'm watching Rudolph. And they think I'm nuts, but I can't help it. I have to watch it.
I like that. Charlie Brown's Christmas was always...
Yeah.
I was a little older, a couple of years older when that come out. So I go back to my most impressionable days. Kindergarten is one, and I was real sick. My Christmas started back then. My break started around Thanksgiving. I got scarlet fever that year. I almost died.
George, I wonder, people might think we're silly, but every Christmas I have to watch the traditional shows just to say that I did, because it's what I've done every Christmas season forever, and I'm not changing just because I'm an older guy now. I watched Frosty 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yes.
I remember watching that right when my friend was getting laid out from the mill, and we were saying he was Frosty. Little guys, don't you cry. I'll be back again someday. And he kept saying, no, I'm not. No, I won't. It was a prophecy.
And you know who the voice and the star was of that, don't you?
I can't remember right now.
Jimmy Durante.
Yes, it was. I got a million of them.
Jeez. Oh, man. All right. We're going to, you know what? Next week, we're going to start walking down memory lane here. I'm going to have trivia questions. Yeah. You going to work now?
Yes. Bring up some questions about old cookies, old ethnic cookies.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk cookies, too. Don't worry. Next week, I'll tell you what. Next week, it's going to be one of my Christmas shows. And I'm going to educate these young people about what downtown Pittsburgh was around Christmas, too. Don't kid yourself.
Everybody talking about the big three, Gimbel's and Horns, yep. And Kaufman's, and I just remember going by.
Yeah, and it was Kaufman's 7th floor was Santa Land. And remember that? And this was such a big...
A month and a half later, the Kaufman's, I don't know if it's 8th, 9th floor, yeah. Tropical Foot Sale.
Do you remember, I know I'm crazy, but do you remember... we were kids, we'd go down to, because it was a big thing. Kaufman's in Santa Land on the, I'm almost certain it was the 7th floor.
I remember going to Smith, Horns when we were little. That shop full.
The Smithfield Street Kaufman's. They had a talking Christmas tree. Did you remember that?
Katrina. I think the name was Katrina.
What? I never heard a name.
Unless they were just making it up.
But there was a talking, there was someone inside the Christmas tree, and you could talk to the Christmas tree. It was beautiful. George, have a great day, my friend. We'll talk.
Good morning, brother. Take care.
You too. All right. George from Clairton, Pennsylvania. I love Pittsburgh people. I can't help it. Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. Don't forget, when the weather turns bad, turn to KDKRadio.com for up-to-the-minute news, weather, and traffic information from the KDK Radio Storm Center. Brought to you by Duquesne Light Company, larger than light, only on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. I knew when I mentioned Christmas movies, and I didn't even planning on going there, I knew people would want to talk about that, so I'm going to sneak in another call here. Maureen in Ross Township. Good morning, Maureen. Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, honey, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, I love that you called me honey.
I'm
so happy.
You, so You, I'm 82, so you call everybody, honey.
I know. You, are you 82?
Yes, dear. Yes.
You grew up in Pittsburgh?
Oh, Bellevue. Oh, yeah,
of
Bellevue.
Course.
Go to Assumption Church, and I just, I'm like Rob Pratt. I had the same kind of life. But I have to tell you, nobody probably ever remembers them. My favorite is with Loretta Young and Cary Grant called The Bishop's Wife.
The Bishop's Wife. That was a Christmas movie?
Yes. And then there was the Loretta Young with, what was it? Christmas Eve. It was beautiful.
Wow.
Christmas Eve with Loretta Young. A top two movies, really.
All right, Maureen, you ready? You know what else I have to watch every year other than It's a Wonderful Life? Miracle on 42nd Street. You know why?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Do you know who the actress was? Maureen O'Hara. I loved her. She was Irish.
I know.
I loved her. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, yes. But I tell you, there's nothing like those two movies. I still have the discs and I watch them every year. But
good for you.
God bless you and God bless Katie K.A.
Oh.
And you have a wonderful, wonderful radio program. Hey,
oh, that's so nice. And I'm so happy you called me honey today.
Well, yes.
Wait, Maureen. Maureen, do you know? And I have to watch all those old shows too. Like my friend, a priest, called me last night, and I said, "I have to call you back. I'm watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer," and he's like, "What?" And I'm sick. I'll be 64. So I mean,
yeah,
I don't care if people think I'm crazy or not. I do what I do. You understand me?
Uh-huh.
Maureen, next week, I'll let you know. We're going to walk down memory lane. We're going to talk about all the downtown Pittsburgh at Christmas. There was no greater place in the world. Am I right?
Kaufman's and Horns and Bumble's. And going into all the restaurants, and they took that, was it, Palm Restaurant out. It was
Man. I mean, do you remember Klein's? I used to go to Klein's. But when we went shopping,
I thought Jenkins Arcade.
Was great. It was on Stanwyck Street. But you know, when we went, I went Christmas shopping with my mother when I was a kid. Took the streetcar down, like all the other kids. That's where we went for shopping. You know, we didn't have malls then.
You didn't have malls. But I'll tell you, Bellevue was a place you could buy.
So were all the neighborhoods. Every neighborhood had a bakery, had this, had that. But we used to go shop and get there in the morning to Kaufman's, and we'd have have lunch at the TikTok, cheeseburger, fries, and a milkshake at the TikTok. That was Kaufman's first floor. Remember that? Oh, baby.
Oh yeah, and that was when food was good.
I know, and it was honest, and it was good, and it was affordable. Maureen, I got to run. I got to do traffic. Merry Christmas to you.
My dear, God bless you.
God bless you, too. Oh, man. I mean, come on. Was that vintage Pittsburgh or what? All right. It's
warranty at KennyRoss.com.
Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. Doesn't it feel like this December is colder than other Decembers and snowier than other Decembers? I always feel like we have one day or 2 days and then it kind of gets warms up, and this is more like January or February. I don't know, but I mean, the numbers aren't in, but we're gonna talk to one of my favorites from AccuWeather, Heather Zehr. We're going to talk about all this and this crazy weekend we're going to have. Good morning, Heather.
Hey, good morning.
It's great to have you. So, for December, I mean, I know that the numbers, you kind of sort of compare numbers and the numbers aren't in yet, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It seems, unless I'm crazy, but it seems to me that this is a very cold and bitter December for a December.
It really has been unusually cold so far this December. Yeah, you're not crazy. We are definitely having a colder than average winter so far. Meteorological winter, the coldest 3 months of the year. That begins December 1st. So even though we don't officially hit astronomical winter until December 21st, got a little ways to go there, we definitely have been feeling it. The average temperature for the month of December here for the first 11 days that we've already gone through is more than 8 degrees below average. So that's a lot for an average. It's been cold. We've had some days where the average temperature was almost 15 degrees below where we should typically be.
8 degrees below average. Wow. Heather, people get all bent out of shape and worried and all that type of stuff, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but tomorrow we're going to be in a very snowy pattern, apparently, I guess beginning in the afternoon, 1 o'clock or so, and it seems anyway, is this one of those snowfalls for Western Pennsylvania that you sort of have to just keep continuing to keep your eye on, because I'm hearing anything from 1 to 3 to 2 to 4 to 5, but up, depending on where folks are.
It really is going to make a difference. This is one of these little clipper type systems that we have that comes down. It's a fast moving system, so it's not likely to really bring more than, say, 6 inches in any one place. And I know that's still a lot, not meaning to downplay that. But it does at least move quickly enough that there is kind of an upper limit. These also don't usually have a ton of moisture with them. Often when they come through, you see these kind of systems bringing 2, 3, 4 inches of snow. And I think for most people in the area, that is about where our snowfall is going to end up. So you are going to see some variation depending on exactly where this storm system tracks. I think you are going to get a little enhancement aided over the northern part of the West Virginia mountains, where there's going to be a little bit of extra snow that falls as the storm is running into those mountains. Not so much here for our Laurels, because the storm track is a little bit further to the south. So I think for most people, you're going to end up with about 2 to 3 inches with not a lot of variation from that.
And I think the even bigger concern, Heather, for this weekend anyway, is moving into Sunday, where I'm seeing low temperatures could hit 11 degrees or even single digits. Is that the case into Monday? And that's always a concern.
Yes, it is the case and definitely is a concern. I think our high on Sunday in the wake of this storm is probably only 19 degrees. And while we are going to see this staying a very quick cold shot, also very much in and out with some warming trying to come back in again early next week, we are still going to get at least down into the lower teens, I think, for Sunday night, perhaps right in downtown Pittsburgh. It won't be quite that warm. But overall, yeah, it is still a cold night, and it's still only about 21 during the high on or during the day on Monday. So that is still well below average as well. The average high, twice that. 42 is actually where we typically see temperatures this time of year, where they tend to fall out. So it's going to be considerably cold to start next week. But then we're back to 34 by Tuesday, and I think that by the time we get into Wednesday, we're looking at highs that could be back closer to that 40-degree mark. So it is going to be a nasty cold shot, but it's going to be short.
For Sunday and Monday, just to clarify, is there a feels like, is that going to be a thing, like a wind chill feels like type thing?
Yes, there will be some wind, mostly, I think, on Sunday. So AccuWeather Real Feel temperatures on Sunday are probably going to be mostly in the single digits.
Wow.
Then I think that kind of eases a little for Monday. But Sunday looks like the worst of it. You'll have fresh snow on the ground. You'll have a gusty wind. This cold air mass is just moving in. So kind of brutal outside on Sunday for any cleanup.
Yeah, for sure. I hate to put you on the spot, but I know you mentioned sort of the end of next week. It warms up. Any predictions as it relates to 2 weeks out, Christmas week?
Well, you know, Joe Lundberg is part of our long-range team, and he and the rest of the long-range team have been kind of hinting at maybe some warming coming in before we get to Christmas. So perhaps we do see kind of a little bit of a change in this weather pattern where we can leave the worst of this cold that, you know, as we're all feeling, has been pretty brutal so far. Maybe we can leave that behind and get milder weather. Would be nice if we could still pull off the white Christmas, but I do think that at least by the end of next week, maybe a week or so from now, we could be looking at above normal temperatures.
It's interesting. I remember Decembers, that early December, it would be cold and bitter like it is right now, and then people were washing their cars on Christmas morning. you know what I mean? I mean, it's so.
I do.
So there you go.
This could be another one to add to that tally.
This could be another one. Oh, my. Hey, Heather's there. Thank you so much, Heather, from AccuWeather. We always appreciate it. Love when you're with us. Thanks so much, and have a great day, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Always a pleasure.
Indeed. All right, Heather's there. AccuWeather. Always fantastic. So, That all said, you're going to have to just kind of keep an eye out, and you stay tuned to KDK Radio throughout the day today, tomorrow as well. We'll have updates for you. That all said, people get nervous, especially, you know, she said with feels like it could be single digits on Sunday. 7:05-ish, I'm going to have Lindsey Straub from Orlando Plumbing. He's a master plumber. He knows exactly what he's talking about. We're going to get some advice on maybe keep your pipes clean, pipes up warm, and so some advice on what to do so things don't freeze over. All right, and you can have a disaster in the house. Later on in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to talk to Jarrell Gilliam. There's great concern about the homeless population in Western Pennsylvania. They got to get them in there because this could be very dangerous conditions on Sunday, living outside over.
Big Three, the biggest three stories we're talking about on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Well, Michael, more information on the arrest of Michigan's former football coach is emerging. For example, the inappropriate relationship that Sharon Moore had was reportedly with his executive assistant, who received a 70% raise this year.
Oh, boy. Paul, this is developing into like a soap opera type thing, isn't it?
Let me add this. He reportedly showed up at her home with a knife, leading to his arrest.
Oh, and that's when he was in jail overnight? Or
yes,
what?
He's still locked up. Going to appear in court for arraignment at some point today.
Mm-mm.
And we'll find out what the police have
No wonder everyone's talking about this story. It's crazy.
What is up with T.J. Watt? He's being evaluated for a lung issue. Playing against the Dolphins on Monday night is, as Mike Tomlin says, up in the air.
Yeah, and I watched the coach's, the media asking him, and he was pretty upfront about things, but it seemed that nobody really, the doctors are trying to figure it out and see what the deal is. But T.J. Watt is so beloved here in Pittsburgh. Oh, my. And everyone's thinking about him. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely right, yep. Michael. Absolutely right. And it's just,
right now all speculation because so little has been said.
Exactly. So we're waiting to see.
And for good reason. I mean, it's his personal health.
It's his business.
Yeah.
Paul, you're right, spot on.
And Pitt is advancing to the Elite Eight after sweeping Minnesota in the NCAA volleyball tournament. And Minnesota was ranked number 4 in the nation.
They were ranked number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I told you. Man, this team, please let this be destiny.
I mean, a win out of the Elite Eight puts them in the Final Four for the 5th straight year.
See, there it is. There it is. And then, I mean, you know, you love those games. I love those games. And the players that Pitt has, just extraordinary. Really, really good. All right. Good luck to them. And we're going to keep track of that. Paul Rasmussen, thank you so much. And don't forget, coming up right at 7 o'clock, Paul will have all the latest news. No question about that. So at 7:05-ish, I will have the master plumber right here from Orlando Plumbing. Orlando Plumbing Company. And he's going to tell us. And because they've been running and gunning, and it's as you know, you heard Heather Zare from AccuWeather. We're not dreaming. This has been we're 8 degrees below what we should be on average for the first 12 days of December. And we talked about this snowstorm we're going to have tomorrow, and going in, you know, tomorrow night into Sunday and into Monday. And by the way, the Steelers play Sunday night. They host the Miami Dolphins, and shouldn't that be advantage Steelers against Miami and that kind of weather? Anyway, Heather was talking about the feels like temperature for Sunday and Monday could be single digits. So what's that tell you? I'll tell you what it tells you. It tells you that you're going to have to listen to this guy, Lindsey Straub, coming up here from Orlando Plumbing about what to do to keep your pipes from freezing, to keep your furnace humming. And this brings great anxiety to people. It does. People get nervous with this kind of weather because it could be very, very dangerous. So we're gonna give you the essentials that you need to know. Lindsey from Orlando Plumbing is going to give you the essentials you need to know to keep those pipes from freezing and other type things, just to make sure things are okay. Because as Heather Zare from AccuWeather said, next week, after a couple days, after all this frigid weather, things are going to improve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.